Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. This morning, we found out that The Undertaker from WWE is afraid of cucumbers.
Yes.
And we're not burying the lead there because you are afraid of a lot more than that.
Yeah, and you're afraid of spiders, and you had a really freaky picture of one, actually.
I did. If you want to see that, it's on the Mix Facebook page at 1019 Mix Chicago. And I did not draw a smiley face on it. That's just how it looks.
Freaky.
But I'm glad that I got that spider out of the way quickly before I got a black eye.
Yeah.
I mean, there could have been an incident.
It could have
swung
anywhere.
Could have hit my own face.
Yep.
Could have dropped my phone on my face. But those have nothing to do with all of the at-work jargon that you absolutely hate.
Yeah, I am out of bandwidth for this conversation.
No bandwidth. Yes. Yeah. Well, we're going to circle back. We'll take this to 30,000 feet, and then we'll circle the wagons. It's all going to happen. Sorry, I've lost it. That's all now happening on the Morning Mix podcast. I got to post a photo of this spider that I saw yesterday because I didn't realize people thought. I posted it on my Instagram yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, this thing was on our back door. It ain't anymore. It looks like I drew a smiley face on its butt.
I
did not.
Yeah, it looks like a face.
No, that's
like
just...
That's why it's like your daughter made it at like camp or
like
something.
You see eyes and it's almost smiling.
This is just what its butt looked like.
Oh.
It's terrifying. We'll post it. I Googled it. I took a... You can like search the photo to figure out what the bug is.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrifying. Anyway, I should have let it bit me because right now I could be climbing up the wall. We wanted to know, what are you afraid of? Because The Undertaker from WWE, surprisingly, is afraid of cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
He wants like a cat.
Yeah, like a cat. Kitty cat. He once ate too many cucumbers, and now anytime he sees them, he freaks out. He can't be around them. Text us at 60123. What are you afraid of? From a 260, small holes.
Okay.
I kind of get that.
Yeah.
Like in the grass or something. You know, I think there's like a snake or something.
I think there's a common thing where people are afraid or freaked out by holes in... There are pictures online that are supposed to be people with holes in their skin in some way, but it all turns out it was all a big hoax or something. But anyway, I think that's what they're referring to.
A 630 is afraid of fruit stickers, like the sticker on your fruit.
What? Yeah, I hate those.
Know. You're afraid of them?
I guess so. 815 is afraid of balloons, which I have heard of in the past. People are freaked out by balloons. And I think the fear that it will pop.
My dog used to be afraid of balloons.
Aww.
So if she were still around, maybe she would have texted that in.
A 309. This might be from Doggy Heaven, actually.
Yeah, it could be.
309 said, I'm weirdly afraid of cotton balls.
Okay.
219, I'm afraid of trees when it's dark. They creep me out. Even when I'm driving through an area with a lot of trees, I will start crying and have gone into a full-blown panic attack.
Wow. Oh, that's
terrible.
That's like because of horror movies.
Yeah.
Where they just like... That's creepy quiet going through a, you know, trees.
Gonna avoid Wisconsin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Trucker Greg out there hitting the road every morning from a 630 is afraid of spiders.
Mm.
You know, and he sounds tough. He's Trucker Greg.
Yep.
Till there's a spider crawling across the cab of that truck, and you better watch out. 708, one time I ate way too many of these, and now I can't handle it. Mint Girl Scout chocolate chip mint, those chocolate mint cookies.
That's a sad thing to
What
be
are those ones
of?
Called? Mint?
Melt
thin
away.
Mints.
Oh, thin mints.
Thin mints. Right. I just read Swanee's lips.
Yep.
He was screaming at me. But Thin Mints! And I think, what's that next? Oh, idiot. That's the other one. Sorry, I struggle sometimes. 773 is still afraid of balloons. 630 is afraid of Chris. I don't know what that means. 334, mirrors in the dark. That's, you remember that, like, Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
Totally.
The one you, like, go in there and turn off the light.
In the bathroom.
And, yeah.
And you say it three times and then she appears.
Did you guys ever play with a Ouija board as kids?
Mm-hmm.
My sister had one.
Yeah.
And I remember we would do it and it would always be like, Chris, you're moving it. I'm not.
Right.
I was.
I burned mine. I literally burned mine in the garage. Because I got so scared. It's the same thing. We all were like, you're not moving it. I'm not moving it. And then I needed it out of my house. And I used lighter fluid and lit it on fire.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then did you also have that cat?
Yeah. She was 8. It was crazy.
I was just getting the bed.
Then Andrew
out of there.
Then Nikki went away to summer camp for 6 months. It's really weird.
We need to stop lighting things on fire. Yeah.
Just a Ouija board.
Yeah,
I love animals.
She
stop
came back.
It.
They buzzed all of her hair off. It was really weird, that camp. It was really strange. She also had a tattoo that looked like it was done with a pen. It was crazy. What a cool camp. From a 773, I'm afraid of styrofoam. The feel of it, the sound of it, it just gives me the chills.
I kind of get that. A little nails on a chalkboardy with that. Yeah.
Oh, I get that. 708, you're not alone. Mice.
Oh, yeah.
Nikki suffered mice like a year ago. You guys
And Violetta and I saw one in the parking garage, and she got onto the top of her roof within four seconds.
Because Nikki did not use her words to explain that it was not with us anymore.
Oh.
Like, she's like, mouse! And I'm like, And I thought it was going to attack me and get in my car, so I got on top of the car.
Yes.
It all happened so quickly. awesome. And then I'm like, is it alive? I just kept screaming, is it alive? And she couldn't. She was stunned. She couldn't respond. Oh.
I think a victory in a parking garage in downtown Chicago is when you see a mouse instead of a rat.
Here, here.
I think you're actually like, wow, it's just a mouse.
Yeah. I saw a rat the other day so big, it got into a Corolla and drove away.
Right.
I mean, the thing was huge.
Totally.
I was like, what have you been eating?
Yeah.
And he turned to me and he was like, cheeseburgers. I'm like, you talk? Terrified. The thing was huge.
I think you did get bit by that
I'm like,
spider.
What? Yeah. Hey. You guys hear other things too, right? A couple quick ones here. 209, I'm afraid of closed tube water slides.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
this brought
you by,
that too.
Yeah. Brought to you by our friends at Great Wolf Lodge, the Wisconsin Dells. Frosted glass from a 630. Okay. 847, lakes and oceans that I can't see the bottom of. Which
yes,
would be
here,
most
here.
Of them. Here, here, Nikki said. And finally, I'm afraid of being the only person downstairs at night in the dark. I'm just afraid that I'm not really alone. I wouldn't say that I'm crippled by this fear, but even as a full-grown adult, I've had those moments. If I'm home alone and all the lights are off and I'm locking up for the night, I'm like, I got to get upstairs quick. And I don't know why, but I'm just like, I got to get out of here.
Right.
Like, I'm safer in my room with the door closed. Right. I probably not. Now I'm just trapped.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Right. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, keep cucumbers away from the Undertaker and mice away from Nikki.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Coming in at number three, who doesn't love Ted Lasso? Well, all good things must come to an end. Star and writer Brett Goldstein has said that the show's third season will be its last.
Oh,
Goldstein plays Roy Kent in the show. Last year, we also heard co-creator Jason Sudeikis say that there's only going to be three seasons. He's like, I understand the story, the beginning, the middle, and the end. Like, I love that it's doing well, but I always saw it as a three-season thing.
Wow. Which is also, there are a lot of people on that show and behind that show that are English. And they often only do like a couple seasons of a show
right.
there. And they
oh, really?
Away. Oh, yeah. Like the original Office was only like two or three seasons in England. And then they're like, bye. And they brought it to America and made a ton of money.
It went one or two too many here, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, yeah right? Yeah.
Wow.
Even at the end. Well, I mean, even at the end when they started bringing in like your Will Ferrells
yeah,
and
Jim
people
Carrey.
Like that. Yeah, and it's kind of like, it was just sort of yeah. like, I think we've been there.
So maybe they're doing the right thing, you know?
Right.
We're happy and then we wish we had more, but we move on.
Going out like on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like the biscuits, you know? How many biscuits
you
do you have?
More biscuits.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta stop.
He makes
point.
The biscuits for her in
yeah.
it.
Oh yeah. Oh god, thank you. I was like, where are we going right now?
The biscuits are like cookies over there.
Yeah, that's
you can
right.
only
yes.
have so many.
Yes, that's
thank
right.
You with for the translation.
You're welcome.
In at number two, we have some news about Kevin Hart. He has announced his first major tour in 4 years, and it is including a stop in right here at the United Center in Chicago
wow.
on September 22nd and 23rd. Tickets are going on sale this Friday, and you can get them at kevinhart.com and probably other places. But very exciting because he hasn't done that in a while.
It's always impressive to me when a comedian does United Center.
Seriously.
Like, whoa, yeah. you know.
Right.
And you want to get close because he's small. So, you know, if you're too far back,
yeah,
he like says
him.
It.
Yeah. He's been killing it on like TikTok and social media. There are just so many clips of him.
Yeah.
So I'm like excited. Like if he hadn't had the social media stuff, I'd be like, I don't really know some of his stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
So I think he's kind of been like you said, titillating the audience with that.
My friend Sarah was once jogging on the lakefront. Kevin Hart was out there jogging. So
really?
she was like, hey, Kevin. He's like, hey, what's up? You want to film a video? She's like, okay. They filmed a video of them running on the lakefront.
Wow. That is so funny.
So wild. Yeah, he's very nice, she said. Anyway.
Wow. I just don't see him as a runner either.
Wow, he's super fit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In at number one, the best new thing coming to your iPhone update this fall is the chance to edit or delete iMessages. And Whip already told us about it in the news. Sounds pretty exciting to most people, and the internet is just kind of going crazy about it right now. Some things to note, though, people are just like giving you like information about it all over, like on the thread right now. There is a time limit, so you only have 15 minutes to delete or edit your iMessage.
That's a lifetime.
Yeah,
I know. And once you do that, it will show the edit or the delete delivery message to the other person as well. So it's always going to be noted that something was changed.
Got
so
it.
Let's say like you never saw it, and then someone edited it. Before you saw it, it'll be like, hey, what'd you change about that text?
Because it'll say like edited or deleted.
Right.
Right.
So now it's like people are going to be like, well, what'd you change? I feel like it's going to at first change a lot of things like between the conversation. You won't be able to do it, obviously, for green texters. This is only for iMessages. And the 15-minute thing, people are like, well, you can't go back, you know, a week later and change something. It's kind of like...
Right.
in the moment when it happened, and then otherwise you don't have that opportunity.
This is exciting news because I've got typos that I need to correct.
I know, but sometimes don't you find the typos kind of fun?
No.
Like, are people, you think people are going to go back and change duck now to what they really meant?
I will. Yeah. Duck and ducking. I've never meant those words ever in my whole life.
Definitely. Nope.
I don't care about a duck or its mother.
Nope.
I just mean it to be correct.
Exactly. That was your flash briefing.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Love is a real thing, especially with celebs.
Is it?
Could be.
Or it's a one-night thing. Whatever
why
it is.
Not?
You know.
I will say this much. I can contribute to this conversation this way. Somebody that I went to high school with claims that he made out with Cameron Diaz.
Done.
When she was at the height of Cameron Diaz-iness.
Wow.
And I don't know if he ran into her in Chicago or what the deal was. And the guy was kind of a, you know, like a boasty kind of guy.
Sure,
but
sure,
we were still all like, that is a great story.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive.
Story. Yes.
We got a few texts here from an 815. I went on one date with Chris Makepeace from the movie My Bodyguard. And the whole time we were at the restaurant, people thought he was Scott Baio. LOL. I wish. My friend's sister dated Slash in high school.
Oh, okay, now we're talking.
Yeah. Is Slash local?
No.
No. Okay, great. Mm. But at some point he was, for at least a minute. I hung out with Brie Olson one night for a summer in 2015. I didn't realize that she thought we were dating until I asked another girl out, and she got mad at me.
Oh. Who's Brie Olson?
Great question.
Yeah, I'm thinking of...
Was she one of Charlie Sheen's girlfriends? I'm not even joking.
Perhaps.
During his Tiger Blood days?
Or? Yeah.
Maybe,
because Brie Larson is Captain Marvel.
Right, yeah. Brie Olson was a Charlie Sheen former adult entertainer.
Ah, there you go.
As it were.
Okay. She's famous.
We also got a text that my sister dated, slept with, Tony Romo in college at Eastern Illinois University.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
That's so cool.
You know Tony was completing his share of passes back then.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
I got a black eye. I've had, I guess, a couple black eyes, but the first one was playing soccer in my friend Brian's basement, and the ball was up high, and Matt went to kick the ball, and he kicked me in the eye instead.
Whoa.
We were probably like 9 years old or something like that.
Still,
and so
you got at least three people in a soccer game. That's a big basement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a nice basement they had. Oh, yeah. And there was like five of us playing.
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah, he kicked me right in the face. So I had a black eye, and then we got upstairs, and I remember his mom was like, "What happened to your face?" And I was like, "Well, Matt kicked me." Anyway, and she was like, "Oh, because it was her kid. So what can you do?"
Yeah.
And then
the
next time I got a black eye was when I broke my nose, and then like under my eyes all turned black because I had broken my nose.
Someone punch you in the face?
Kind of, yeah. I was playing basketball at Prospect Nights, and I was under the hoop waiting for a rebound, and the kid elbowed me in the nose to back me out. And it worked. I mean, like, your whole face goes like, "Oh, my God."
Feel free to take that rebound, friend.
Right. Then I remember the trainer shoved gauze up my nostrils, and he was like, "Get back in there. They need you." And then 3 weeks later, I had to go to a nose doctor, and he had to crack my nose and reset it.
Yeah.
So they don't do
that as much anymore.
Times have changed on that. Get back in there.
Yeah, to get back in there, not so
really
much, right?
They really need you.
Yeah.
At that time, Violette, I'm not going to lie to you. They did.
Yeah,
they did, in fact, need me.
On the bench.
Yeah. Okay. You know what, guys? I had enough of that in high school. I don't need it now, too. I thought we'd moved on. Nikki, have you ever gotten a black eye?
Oh, my gosh. I was just talking about this, and it's the dumbest story. It sounds bougie, but it was not bougie. I had a friend who knew someone who was part of a hockey team who won the Stanley Cup.
Pretty bougie, Nikki.
It's starting out bougie. I get it.
All right.
We drive up to a tiny bar in Canada. We drink out of the Stanley Cup. Everyone drinks a ton.
You drank out of the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, that's why I like
that's a story of its own.
Well, I won't have diseases because I would have gotten
all
them
that.
All
right. Oh, right.
So anyway, the night goes on. I get hit in the face with the Stanley Cup because we're all passing it around.
Sure.
3 days before my wedding.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You had a black eye at your wedding?
Well, no. The girlfriend of the player was like, "Oh my God, you're getting married in 3 days. Come over here." And she literally made me sit down, put ice and steak on my eye for hours.
Yeah, she's used to bruises.
Wow.
Her husband's coming home.
And I'm like, "I'm fine. It's fine." So I had a black eye for one day. I got back the next time. It was just like a yellow. It didn't get the purple.
Right.
It was okay for my wedding. Then she reminded me like years later, I saw her. She's like, "How was your eye?" And I'm like, "It was only because I think it was because she nursed it so hard that night, you know?"
That's great.
Or it was all the crap in my body from the cup.
Yeah, exactly. The liquor had thinned the blood to the point that the black eye couldn't have happened.
But yeah, totally. It smacked and it was stupid.
Wow, that's a great story.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Whip, a black eye in the past?
Yeah, not as glamorous of a story as that, but I've told this story before. When I moved out to Roselle when I was in seventh grade, I made a couple friends, didn't really know anything about anything, so I was walking down the mean streets of Roselle with those couple friends.
Sure.
So some, like, big kids in a car must have had a problem with one of the kids I was hanging out with. They stopped, got out, some kid just comes up and goes, "What are you looking at?" and just jacked me in the face.
What?
Yeah, it happened.
Was this The Outsiders?
Right. It was kind of like that. I really didn't know what was going on. I still never really figured out what was going on, but I know I got punched in the face and had a black eye and a bloody nose.
Yes. My pony boy?
Yeah, exactly. And
did they believe it was just random? Like, were they like, what?
I think it turned out that the guy knew one of the kids I was with for whatever reason and then just decided to punch me because it was easier.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I don't know.
Stay golden.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. Do you still talk to those guys?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Jerks.
Yeah. No.
Have you black eye in the past?
No, never. I'm so lucky. I've never had a black eye. I mean, I've had smack in the nosebleed situation,
but
never
a black
eye.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, the black eye. How did you get it? 312-233-1019. We're off to a rocket start. It appears already. Hi. Good morning. The Morning Mix. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Trisha. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
You had an accidental black eye situation happen?
I did. It was a week before my best friend's wedding, and we were at the bachelorette party. Yeah, you see where this is going. Mm. And we were on the dance floor, and I was spun hit my head on one of those tall top tables. Put some ice on it. Well, the next day, I mean, the blackest eggplant eye you can imagine. And I'm the maid of honor.
Oh my God.
So I went to her house that next day, and I showed up, and she was, we laughed because what else are you going to do? So the whole week I spent going to, like, Merle Norman looking for makeup to cover it. And I was successful. I don't know how the hell I pulled it off.
Nice.
But I was successful. Yeah.
Was it at least a nice yellow by the time the wedding came as opposed to the purple, or you were just full on?
No, it was. I mean, it was that bad. It was still purple.
So you made the other eye purple eyeshadow and it all worked out.
What color was the dress?
Do you remember, like, Petey from the Little Rascals? Or am I dating myself or something? But I swear to God, that's what the black eye looked like.
Wow.
All right, crazy.
Trisha had too much fun at the bachelorette, shows up, black eye at the wedding. And Jay, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. How did you get a black eye?
So I have a tendency to, like, sleepwalk and do weird things while I'm sleeping. But one night I was having a dream that I was log rolling down a hill.
Sure.
And I log rolled off my bed and smacked my eye on the corner of my nightstand.
Oh, mama. Ooh.
It was a painful awakening.
Oh, my gosh.
So you did wake up from that?
I did, yeah.
Was there a...
excruciating pain.
Yeah. How long was... Did you break anything? Like, your orbital?
Yeah.
No, I didn't, luckily.
Okay, good. Wow. Okay, so Jay's just having an intense dream. And things went south fast.
And you're trying to explain that to people.
Yeah.
You're like, no, really, I was log rolling.
The dream was great. And I just got to move that nightstand. Hi, Kara. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You had a summertime black eye?
Yes, I was a diver at high school at LPHS, so go Lancers Whip.
There you go, Lake Park. Lake Park.
And I was doing a dive and I hit my face on the diving board and got that was like first like 6 seconds out of black eyes for diving. So
oh my gosh,
whoa!
So what was the move? Was it like a flip of some sort and then the board just came up out of nowhere?
I was doing a simple backflip and I did it wrong and came right back on the board and hit my nose square on it and broke it.
Wow! Now do you remember the score the judges gave you on that jump?
Oh, this was at practice.
Oh, no. Points. She didn't even get points for it. It wasn't even worth it.
Terrible.
Man, we got a bunch of texts that came in. This one's very common from an 815. My baby headbutted me in the face so hard, my husband actually heard it across the room. And then my coworkers were worried something else had happened to me.
Right.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. When you get like hit in the nose like that, do your eyes immediately
water.
Do that?
Oh, I don't know.
Like you have to get hit a certain spot in your nose for your eyes to turn black.
When I got hit in the face in basketball, the trainer was like, "We'll know it's broken if your eyes go black." And
God.
I was like, "Oh, okay." And then by the end of the game, I was like, "We know it's broken." We also got a text. I got hit in the face with a TV remote, ended up with two black eyes.
Oh my God.
Which is great. And I got hit in the face with a golf ball. Oh my gosh. Blood was squirting out of my nose, two black eyes. Man.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
When you go to sleep at night, maybe you sleep on your side, maybe you're sleeping on your back, maybe you sleep on your stomach. We're going to go through these. Just shout it out when we get to how you guys sleep in here between all of us.
Okay.
And we'll see how we do. We've got some folks here who like to sleep. Hi, Kate. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Do you feel well rested?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good, okay. good. Now, how do you go to sleep every night? What position do you sleep
back.
In? You sleep on your Whoa. Back. Great.
Nice.
Happy to tell you, this is what that says about your personality. The different ways you sleep say a lot about your personality. If you sleep on your back, Kate, you love being the center of attention. You're optimistic, and you have high expectations of yourself. Ooh. You like the truth. And boy, do you hate sugarcoating it. Does that sound like you, Kate?
All but the first.
All okay. but the first. Mm. You do not like being the center of attention.
No.
So you're loving this moment, then.
You can tell.
Clearly.
So you just
Clearly.
Come right to the point. You're very, very yeah. to the point. No sugarcoating.
That's exactly true, yes.
Okay.
All right, I like that. All right, so that's Kate, and that's all of you sleeping on your back, okay?
That's me, by the way.
That's you. You're a bad sleeper.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you, you center of attention.
I don't think I fall into most of those, but yeah, I am on the back.
Yeah. You like the truth.
I do like the truth. I'm like one for six in that checklist. Yeah.
And you sleep on your back. So there's some facts there.
Yeah.
All right, that takes us to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
That was a laugh.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing really well. Did you sleep well last night?
I actually did, despite a snoring husband.
Oh, man.
That guy.
That guy's an idiot. Anyway, so Jennifer, you sleep in what position?
I sleep on my side.
Okay, so do I. I start on my back, and as I doze off, I roll to my side. So I'm going to call myself a side sleeper.
Okay.
Us side sleepers are calm, reliable, easygoing, and go-getters. At times, you can be a social butterfly, but you dislike people with overbearing opinions, and you always look for the silver lining in everything.
That is you.
That is kind of me. Yeah. Jennifer, is that you?
Everything but the last part. My family would say I'm pretty pessimistic.
Okay, you don't like the silver lining.
We prefer realists.
Yeah, I like the crap lining more. More interested than the crappy lining. All right, Jennifer, thanks for calling. I hope you sleep well.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. All right, so that's you side sleepers. And Eve. Hi, Eve. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. Did you sleep well last night?
I did very well.
Look at this. Everybody's sleeping well. This is great. And what position do you tend to sleep in, Eve?
It has to be my stomach.
Okay, sleeping on the stomach.
Okay.
I grew out of that. When I was a kid, it was always stomach. And then at some point, I like just couldn't do it anymore. My neck gets hurt. I couldn't do it.
I'm laying there right next to Eve.
Yeah, I look like a dead body, like a chalk cutout.
So how thick is your pillow? Because I do feel like it would hurt your neck if you have a thick pillow.
That's what I'm saying.
No pillow.
No, really thick pillow.
You need a thin one so it sinks down.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got to kind of crunch it up underneath you, too.
Yeah.
I
know.
I flip my pillow all the way up. I just go mattress.
Yeah. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but can we go back to where you and Nikki are? You guys are doing what together, Nikki?
We're sleeping on our stomachs.
Sleeping on your stomachs next to each other.
You know.
My goodness.
Yeah.
All right, Eve, I'm sorry for the digression now. So, Eve, you sleep on your stomach. This is what it says about you and apparently about Nikki. You're strong-willed. You're a risk-taker and a problem-solver. You like adventure, and you are a social butterfly.
Yeah.
Eve, does that sound like you?
Yeah. Pretty good.
That sounds kind of Nikki-ish.
Yeah.
Would you say so? Do you feel confident about that, Nikki?
Yeah, Eve, let's discuss this later.
We will.
As we doze off tonight. Thanks for the call, Eve, and thanks for sleeping on your stomach.
All right, have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, the only one we had left was sleeping in a ball or the fetal position.
Yeah.
But you, stomach,
Okay, so we covered up. Between fetal and... But what's the difference between fetal position and sleeping on your side?
Well, I think it's because, like, if I sleep on, I have to always be stretched out.
Right.
Like,
really?
Head to toe.
Okay, no, so I sleep fetal position or stomach, yeah.
Okay, great. You are guarded, and you have trouble trusting people.
Oh, okay. You can stop right there.
Yeah, I'm a prickly bee.
You're shy, you're sensitive, Yeah. And you prefer spending time with your family and friends rather than strangers.
Well,
don't most people?
Yeah. I wouldn't say, though, that you're shy. You don't appear shy to me.
Well, because I go in between stomach sleeping and fetal position. Sometimes I'm vulnerable like a little baby, and sometimes I'll go in like a stomach sleeper.
Okay. Well, that's what it means. The way you sleep is what it says about you. I think we're doing pretty good on that.
Yeah.
Whips might have been the farthest off, though.
Yeah.
I think so.
But again, I think you are a truth guy. You don't beat around the bush. You know what I mean? Like, you're always polite about it, but it's not like you
tell
lies.
Yeah, you're polite.
How would you describe yourself?
He's been lying to us for this whole time.
I will tell you, I put a pillow over my face when I sleep on my back. I swear, over my eyes. And
yeah,
no
what's
joke.
Weird is that your wife, your wife lays down on top of it. Like, what's she trying to do?
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
And it is time for your Mix Top 6. Now, what's interesting about this Top 6 is maybe a few months ago, we did a 610 text, which we do every morning at 610, where we asked you to text in these words. But now an official study has been done by Preply of 1,500 different people to determine the most hated business buzzwords and jargon.
Oh, love.
Come on.
Yeah, well, laugh, yet get angry at the same
time. Yep. I can't wait to do it. This is your Mix Top 6. Coming in at number 6, these are the most hated business buzzwords. And at number 6, well, hey, guys, come on. That's all low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, we go for that here. Yeah. That's what we thrive on.
A lot of low-hanging fruit. That's we almost called the show that.
Just ignore that one. Yeah.
And at number 5, look, we're not going to pay you anymore, but we're going to need you to give 110%.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're all family, so you got to just give it.
No. I have a family.
Yeah, right. I know.
In at number 4, your most hated business buzzwords. You know what we need to do, guys? We got to get boots on the ground.
Mm.
Let's get some boots on the ground. Once we get boots on the ground, we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Like,
great.
I wear sneakers. In at number 3, your mixed top 6 most hated business buzzwords and jargons. Hey, you know what we should do tomorrow? Let's circle back.
Oh!
Always with the circling back.
Is there any time?
That one makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to take this up to about 30,000 feet so that we can circle back.
Uh-huh. Circle back.
Uh-huh. In at number 2, the most hated business buzzwords and jargons. You know what we need to up around here? The culture.
Is that really on there?
That's on there. I'm not making that up. That's on there. Number 2,
That would make for a better work environment,
for
sure.
We got to impact the culture.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
And in at number 1, your mixed top 6 most hated buzzwords. You can hear people vomiting right now in their cars. As they're the weird
or
PTSD.
Or on the microphone right now.
Of these words. In at number 1, your mixed top 6 most hated business buzzwords and jargon. You know what, guys? Once we settle into the new normal, we'll be good to go. This is it, guys. Every day is it. It's it.
Yeah.
We're in it. This is it. Man, just by the silence in the room, it's deafening.
Yeah,
right?
My stomach hurts.
There was a top 10. You guys want the other ones?
Yeah.
Oh, let's just keep them coming.
So number 1 was new normal. I'll go to, you want to go backwards. All right, so number 7. Uh-huh. Hey, this is a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win, okay?
Yeah, for you.
Right. You know what, number 8, though? If we do, you know what, we should do more of these top 6s because it will move the needle.
We're always trying to move the needle.
About an eighth of a point of moving the needle, it says. I don't know what that means, but. Hey, you know what we should do, especially on our social media, is at number 9. It's all about growth hacking. We need growth hacking.
I actually never heard that.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
Growth hacking is like basically saying, okay, what can we do to get more people in or more people into the business or more people into our brand?
Right.
Yeah. What are some free ways we can organically growth hack?
Got it.
Yeah. Right? I guess no one talks to me about that.
You know how you can solve a lot of these issues with number 10? Because what we're not doing and what we need to be doing,
can I guess?
Always.
We have to workshop it?
No.
Damn it.
Nikki?
We have to expand our bandwidth.
Very close.
We need to think outside the box.
That's exactly right.
Yes. Come on, guys.
The box is. Get rid of it and think outside of it. That's what you need to do.
But not too far.
That's right.
Become almost a classic. That one.
Please. That one's shrined in gold. Wow. There you go.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Tom Brady, we know him, we might love him, but he's got a new underwear line.
Wow.
And on Monday, his beautiful model wife, Giselle?
Why
can't I
DiGiorno?
Say it?
It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
He got divorced?
Giselle. Yeah, Dijon Bunchen. The Super Bowl, a super
Did
model.
Is that Dijon?
I know, Just kidding. Yeah. Oh. Giselle.
Great coupon.
So the model, his wife, posted a picture of him wearing only a pair of his gray underwear. And she said, someone's got a brand new underwear line. And everybody's loving the picture online. She posted on Instagram. It's on the story. It's like a mirror selfie that she caught of him in just his underpants.
And if you don't love it, she's not going to be your friend anymore.
That's right.
I'd be like, you better love this.
You better love this. My husband in his underwear.
Dijon.
Go buy it.
Yeah. I feel like Giselle reminds me of Dijon. Like, that should be her nickname.
Yeah, maybe her friends call her that.
Right? Come here, Dijon.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. They are celebrating their daughter Lilibet's first birthday with the release of an adorable new picture. The couple invited a couple of close friends and family to a casual, what they describe casual, intimate backyard picnic on Saturday at their Frogmore Cottage home that is on the grounds where the Queen is as well. The whole family was in London for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. The kids did not go to any of the events, but Mom and Dad did go to one event. And the picture that they released, everybody's noting Lilibet, who they call Lily, has very red hair, just like her dad.
And Ed Sheeran.
And Ed Sheeran.
That's right.
Exactly. From one royalty to another, Prince is trending right now. People are celebrating the life of legendary singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and record-breaking producer Prince on what would have been his 64th birthday today.
Wow.
Yeah. So all of this obviously also coming in connection to the release of the immersive experience right here in Chicago to see Prince. That is all kicking off on Friday, June 9th. So it's going to be at the North Bridge in Chicago, the Shops of North Bridge on Michigan Avenue.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.